name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pontocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pontocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us to complete this holy day and all days of our life, in all peace and your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from your people and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, philanthropy of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is one since with you, now and at all times, to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy, blot all my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. My sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and sin my mother conceived me. Behold, your desire truth, and in inward parts, and the inner part, you'll make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than the snow. Make me to hear joy in the gladness, that the bones share a book, and may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I'll treat transgressors away, and sinners shall be converted to you. O God of my salvation, my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, that's why I give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Sacrifice, O God, a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, these, O God, do not despise. Bows on your altar, Alleluia. A compliant prayer with this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and my God, beseech him to forgive my sins from the Psalms of David, the prophet and king. May his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Psalm 130. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Alleluia. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive required of us a song, and those who plundered us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, then my right hand forget her skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, against the Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy shall he be who pays you as you have served us. Happy shall he be who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Alleluia. Holy, 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 the gospel according to the teacher St. Luke, may his blessing this all, amen, all together. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. By the Holy Spirit, that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. All together. Behold, I'm about to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins, for a life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. I cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore arise, my soul, from the slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. Doxa Patri ke yoke agiob nevmati. Were this life on earth everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse, O my soul. But now if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving while you are lying on the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? Some seed of judgment, I am terrified, and before your counsel of judgment, I am dreadful, and from the radiant light of your divinity, I tremble, for I am a wretched and defiled person who lies in bed careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of the tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. O pure virgin, overshadow your servant speedily with your help. Keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise my ailing soul to pray and watch, for it has gone into deep slumber. For you are a capable and compassionate helper, the mother of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope. Graciously, O Lord, keep us from the sin this night. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of our fathers, and indeed you are exceedingly blessed, and your holy name is full of glory forevermore. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as our hope is set on you. For the eyes of all look expectantly to you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, for you are the hope of everyone. And you, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from this generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, make me understand your laws. Blessed are you, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness. The Lord, your mercy endures forever. The Lord, do not reject, for you are my refuge from generation to generation. I ask the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy on me and save my soul, for I have sinned against you. Deliver me, O Lord, from where I take shelter. Teach me to do your own, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life, and in your light you see light. Let your loving kindness continue to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. You are worthy to receive all blessing and praise and glory. O Father, together with your Son and your Holy Spirit, who is and was since the beginning and who is to come, the eternal and ever existing God. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who is born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who is crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always, to the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, remit our sins. O Lord, pardon our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren slept. O Lord, repose their souls. O Lord, who without sin, have mercy upon us. O sinless one, help us and accept our prayers to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We exalt you, the Mother of the true light, and we glorify you, O Saint and Theotokos, for you brought forth once to us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to our Master, our King, Christ, the part of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, joy of the righteous, the steadfastness of the churches, and the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim, Lord, Trinity, one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. The only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light out of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. According to the scriptures, he ascended to the heavens. He sits at the hand of his Father, and he's coming again. It's going to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. He has to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess and baptize from the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the coming age. Amen. Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for you have no helper in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve and remit, forgive us our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those who committed knowingly and unknowingly, the concealed ones and the manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us according to your mercy and not according to our sins. And make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, all the sins we have committed against you in this day, whether in deed or in word or in thought or through any of our senses, please do forgive and pardon us for the sake of your holy name. O good Lord, lover of mankind. Send us the guardian angel to protect us from all evil and from every affliction and temptation of the enemy. Through the grace and compassion and the love of mankind and of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, which are all due to you, O Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is one and since with you, now and forever and in the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and at every hour is worshipped and glorified in heaven and on earth. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long-suffering, abundant in mercy and full of compassion, who loves the righteous and shows mercy to all sinners among my chief, but rather to repent to live, who calls all men to salvation as the promised forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers this hour and at every hour. Facilitate our lives and guide us to act according to your commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set right our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our sickness, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from every grief and anguish of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that we may guide and guard by them. Knowledge and be acceptable in it for the glory, for your blessed forever, amen. And make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.